shoes and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Jeremiah 50 deals with judgment pronounced by God against Babylon. And the reason that there is judgment against Babylon is for the captivity of the Jewish people. If you remember your history, the Jewish people had lapsed into sin, namely idolatry, which was the worst, and the nation of Babylon was allowed by God to come in and take them captive, remove them from their homeland. And the prophecy went forth from Jeremiah and others. But the prophecy went forth that for 70 years that the Jewish people would be in captivity and then be brought back again to her homeland. So that's Jeremiah 29:10, the prophecy of 70 years of captivity. This is a chastisement. We spoke about chastisement last week. But this is a chastisement because they got off the path. They stopped walking with God, and God was seeking to get their attention, and using these nations, one was Assyria, and then secondly Babylon, to get their attention, to bring them back to following him again. Now, these Old Testament stories are great stories, but they do little for us unless we make application to our own lives with them. These are great stories, they're historical, and you can read them and realize that these are actual events that took place, but they don't have much for us unless we draw analogies from them to our own lives. And that's what Paul says in Romans 15 and verse 4. He says, these things were written aforetime for our learning, for our benefit. And then again in 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 11, he also says that these things were our examples, so we could learn from them. So when we go back to the Old Testament and we take these stories, we draw analogies and we draw pictures from them that relate to ourselves. They relate to my life, my walk with God, and so forth. Babylon, of course, you know, there was a Tower of Babylon back in chapter 11 of Genesis. But the word Babylon means confusion. And the Jews became very confused regarding their lives. Once they were taken captive, and of course, even before that, because they were falling into sin and idolatry and so forth, they became very confused regarding their lives. And once they were taken into the city of Babylon, the nation of Babylon, they became even more confused, and they became assimilated into the Babylonian culture. That was the idea. We'll take all these Jews out of their nation, bring them to Babylon for 70 years, and they will learn the culture of Babylon. They will learn what's important in Babylon, the Babylonian education, Babylonian philosophy, Babylonian priorities, everything about the Babylonian system we want these Jewish people to learn. We want to assimilate them into a different culture, one that will cause them to just forever forget the culture that they came from, which means the culture of the Old Testament, the sacrifices, the commandments, the priesthood, the temples, and all of that. Let's get them out of that and get them indoctrinated into our culture. Let's bring them into a brand new cultural training. We'll have a brand new cultural training for them, and we'll teach them to be Babylonians. Even though they're Jewish, we'll teach them to be, in effect, Babylonians. They'll act like Babylonians. They'll talk like Babylonians. They'll enjoy Babylonian music. They will like the Babylonian theater. They will just do everything the Babylonians do. And they will become, in effect, Babylonians in their manner of life. And that's the goal. That is the goal. Now, in Daniel, the book of Daniel, and that's why we stopped here first, in the first chapter, the 8th verse, you'll notice that Daniel, it says, but Daniel purposed in his heart. The Bible says that Daniel saw what was happening to his people in the captivity. Now, Daniel is one of the ones who were taken and one of the ones who were in the captivity. Daniel saw the assimilation of his people into the Babylonian culture, and he purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. He said, I can see it happening. They want us to be, act, smell, talk, walk, and do everything like the Babylonians do. I see it happening, but I'm purposing in my heart that I'm not going that route. I'm not giving up my God. I'm not giving up the walking with God. I'm not giving up living for Jesus. I'm not giving up any of that. And he had the purpose in his heart, and he and a few others did so and withstood all of the pressures that were upon them. And you know there was pressures upon them. Daniel was thrown into a lion's den because he wouldn't go along with it. The three Hebrews were thrown into a fiery furnace because they wouldn't go along with it. They wouldn't worship what the Babylonians worshipped. They wouldn't honor what they honored. They wouldn't adopt their priorities, their values. They wouldn't go along with their philosophy. They rejected it. And they paid the price for it. They were challenged and pressured by the system that they were rejecting to either go along with them or pay the price. And they chose to purpose in their hearts not to do it. I'm not going to be like that. I'm not going that way. And even the leadership, even the leadership in the Jewish community back here, even the leaders were not helping them at all. And Jeremiah 50 in verse 6 tells us that. Here are the pastors, the leaders, the shepherds in the Jewish community who should be encouraging them to walk with God and not become Babylonianized. That's a nice word. Not become Babylonianized by the system, by the culture, by the way they were living, but to stay separate. In their hearts and minds, they had to live in Babylon. They were going to live there for 70 years. They had to live there, but not to become like them. And so, but even the leadership in this particular group, in the Christian community, were leading them astray. In verse 6, it says, my people have been lost sheep. They're sheep, but they're lost. They're sheep, which means they're my people. They're my people. They're my sheep, but they're lost. They've lost their way. Their shepherds or their pastors, you know the word pastor means shepherd. Their shepherds or their pastors have led them astray. Preach good messages, but they led them astray. They have turned them away to the mountains, and they have gone from mountains to hills. They pointed to the high places. They pointed to things that the world says are important. They pointed to the things that the world is impressed with, the mountains, the hills. And, you know, sometimes people, you know, you grow up and you always hear this, the most important thing in life is to get a good education. That's a mountain. And there's nothing wrong with that statement except the most important thing in life is to get to know God. I mean, that's the only slight difference there. Education's great and wonderful, and I hope everybody gets one. But that's not the most important thing in life. In fact, the apostles didn't get an education. All they got was Jesus to follow. They did okay. What the world says and what the Babylonians were propagating The preachers went along with it. The preachers became indoctrinated into the same system. Began to tell the people, you know, happiness is the greatest thing that you could achieve. You need to be happy. You need to be fulfilled. You need to be satisfied. You need to reach your dreams. You need to, and they were just feeding the people what would tickle their ears, but nothing from God. Making them feel good on Sundays, giving them a pep talk, on Saturdays actually, and giving them a pep talk, and they would go from mountain to hill, from mountain to hill, all the big, high, impressive things of that are on the earth, but nothing beyond that. No spirituality, no life beyond that. They have, the last part of verse 6 says, they have forgotten their resting place. They have forgotten their resting place. We were saying hiding place this morning. The resting place, the hiding place, the place we go. They've forgotten that. They're all caught up with the Babylonian system. They're all caught up with the things of this life, the things of this world. God's people have lost their way, is the problem here. And shepherds have led them astray. They are pursuing things instead of resting in Him. You see, the Babylonian system tells them that you know the only way you can be happy is if you have certain things in your life. You got to have popularity. You got to have success. You got to have money. You got to have all these things that the world puts out there that you need to have in order to be successful. You need to have a certain social system, a social network of people. You need all these things to be happy. And so they were all pursuing things, which is what the Babylonian system is, all pursuing things instead of just resting in Him, letting Him be their provision and their provider. And they were scattered. They were scattered in their purposes for life and in their priorities in life. Scattered. Scattered sheep. They're all over the place. This one believes thus one thing, that one believes another, this one going that way. They're all over the place. They go from sheepfold to sheepfold. They're pasture hopping, going from place to place, looking for something that's going to be fulfilling in their lives. And so down in verse 17, it says, Israel is like scattered sheep. This is their condition, as Jeremiah gets this from God. And the lions have driven him away. The lions have driven him away. Who are the lions? The lions are the kings of Assyria, it says. First, the king of Assyria devoured him. Now, at last, this Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has broken his bones. So we have the... Who's he calling lions? The king of Assyria and the king of Babylon. Kings, leaders... They are the lions. They are the adversarial lions. So lions are adversarial. And so we have also in our own lives, we're not dealing with Nebuchadnezzar. He's long gone.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, the rain drainage...